discovering your spirit animal. Do not perform this exercise while driving a car, as it is designed to induce an altered state of consciousness. Breathe deeply. Allow your eyes to close and relax. Within the mind's eye, there appears a tiny spark of light. It shimmers and dances, and it begins to shine a little more brightly. A soft breeze blows across you, and it carries the scent of new mown hay and spring flowers. The sun is warm upon the face and the body. The earth is solid and lush beneath the feet. And as that light grows a little more bright, you see that you are standing in the midst of a green meadow surrounded by stately trees. On one end of this meadow is a path, lined with flowers and stones of every color and kind, that leads up to a distant mountain, whose very crest is lost behind mist of clouds. On the opposite end of the meadow, the path continues, leading down to a distant valley. And as you look down that path toward the valley, you see your present home within it, and you begin to understand. This is a plateau, an intersection of time and space, a point where the finite and the infinite come together, where the physical and the spiritual may meet. You breathe deeply, and another breeze washes over you, and at the same time, a shadow passes over. And as you look across the meadow, you see the shadow of what appears to be a large bird circling. And every time that shadow passes over you, You feel a breeze as if you're being fanned by powerful wings. You look to the skies directly above you, and high in the heavens circling the meadow is a huge, magnificent bird. This magnificent bird circles overhead, and you watch as it slowly begins to descend. As it reaches treetop level, you are amazed at its immense size and power. And as you gaze upon it, this magnificent bird hovers and begins to dive directly toward you. And before you can respond, it grasps you, holding you firmly but gently within its powerful talons, and immediately begins to carry you out of the meadow and up to the heavens. You feel yourself being lifted up as the mighty wings send gusts of winds past you, and you look down toward that meadow and you see the grasses waving in response to the air currents created by the wings of this bird. And for a moment, you feel as if the grasses themselves are waving goodbye. And before long, even they are left behind. As you rise higher and higher, held within the grasp of this magnificent bird, as he carries you toward the top of that distant mountain. The air becomes cooler, but it is not uncomfortable. And before long, you are within the mist of clouds. And still you rise higher and higher within this bird's grasp. And even the clouds are left behind. Then the flapping of the wings stops. And this magnificent bird begins to soar upon the currents, gliding silent and soft. And as you look down, you see at the very crest of the mountain a huge nest. You are dizzied by the lightness of the air and the slow circular soaring. But you realize that this bird is slowly descending toward that nest. You catch your breath as you draw closer, afraid that you will hit too hard, but with a sudden and powerful fluttering and flapping of its wings, it hovers just above the nest and lays you gently within it. And with a powerful stroke of its wings, it rises once more and soars beyond your sight. You stand within this nest at what you are sure is at the very top of the world itself. And you move to the edge and peer down over the side, but the view is dizzying, and you step back. The air is clear and fresh, and you breathe deep. A strong wind blows about you. And with each breath, you begin to hear soft whispers of voices within that wind gusting around you. It's as if a soft chorus were trying to speak to you. And with each breath, the voices become more distinct. Without air, there could be no life. You could not exist, nor could anything within nature. You are affected by the nature of the air around you, and you leave traces of your being everywhere you go. By learning to attune to nature, through those creatures most active within it, you will become more sensitive to the nature of all environments. You will learn which ones to embrace and which to avoid. You will learn to change the nature of your life with a thought, a word, or a prayer. The voices begin to fade within the wind, though it remains strong about you, and you move once more to the edge of the nest, and you breathe deeply, feeling the air moving through your body. Each breath fills you with a new sense of joy and wonder, and you stand on the edge of this nest, feeling the currents breathing through you, growing lighter and lighter. You extend your arms like an eagle spreading its wings to capture the wind. And you understand how every bird has felt the moment it left the nest. And then you step off, and the currents catch you, and they lift you, sending you upward, and you begin to ride on the currents as they carry you higher and higher. See and feel yourself as a bird with great wings of light. Soar with the currents, not against. You relax into the currents, and you realize you have begun a slow, gentle spiral down, as if the earth herself were singing you out of the sky, calling you back down to her. Slowly you descend. Mists of clouds swirl in magnificent patterns around you, as you descend, passing through them. You see yourself circling the meadow high in the heavens, and it seems to shine with new life, new wonder. In the heart of the meadow there now stands a great tree with roots extending deep into the earth, and whose upper branches seem to reach up to you in greeting. You circle downward, slowly, descending, to come to rest at the base of this tree. The earth, thick and lush beneath your feet, and you raise your eyes to the skies above, amazed at the wonder that you feel from the flight you have just experienced. Thank you. there is a soft shimmering of light, and from behind the base of this magnificent tree, there appears an animal, a creature of the natural world, that is most important to your life right now. And it stands not more than 3 feet from you. And you can feel its strength, and you can see its beauty. And it makes your heart fill with joy. And as you gaze upon it, you begin to understand that in the days ahead, this magnificent animal will make itself known within your life. And as you look into its eyes, your heart jumps a little. But it's your own eyes that are looking back out from this animal at you. This animal has your eyes. And in that moment, it shimmers and melts into you. You breathe deeply, and its essence fills you, strengthens you, and heals you. And with each breath, it grows stronger within you and within your life. And you close your eyes, and you offer a gentle prayer of thanks for that which will unfold in the days ahead for you. More. And you are surprised because now the tree is gone, but standing in its place is a wooden staff. And the head of the staff is carved into the figure of that animal that now lives within you with every breath that you take. And carved into the staff are the faces of other animals that have touched your life in the past, and that will touch and bless your life in the future. And you reach out, and you take the staff within your hands, and you feel it pulse. You feel it tingle with new energy. And you begin to understand. This is your journey staff. This staff will balance you as you walk and journey through all of nature. It will become a tree from which you may fly, or under which find shelter. It will balance you in all your journeys ahead. You take the staff in both hands, and you raise it to the sky, and you offer yet another prayer of thanks. And in response, a soft breeze flows across you and through you, and you close your eyes, reveling in its promise, and you breathe deeply of its essence. And you feel the animal within you strong and alive. And you feel the strength and the balance of the staff. The distant mountain and the valley below begin to fade and dissipate from the vision. Slowly, the meadow begins to disappear from around you. And though the images disappear from the inner vision, they do so only to be born within the outer life. And with each breath that you take from this day forth, your connection to nature and all life within it will become truer and stronger. And your journey through nature and through life will be blessed with great joy and even greater wonder.